I'm speaking to Dr. Leslie van Helden. She's state veterinary and epidemiology at the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. Dr. Leslie, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Good day, Khada, and good day to the listeners.
Dr. Leslie, why is rabies a problem?
There are currently outbreaks of rabies in dogs in several parts of the country, and rabies is a very dangerous disease. So if you are bitten or scratched by a rabid animal and develop the disease, you will die. But the good news is that rabies can be prevented. So that's what I want to talk about.
Now, how can we prevent our pet?
The most important thing you can do is to make sure that your pet's rabies vaccinations are up to date. It's actually a legal requirement for all dogs and cats in South Africa to be vaccinated against rabies. All pets are at risk of getting rabies, even if they are kept in an enclosed yard or inside your house. But it's very easy to get your pet vaccinated. They can be vaccinated at your local veterinary clinic or animal welfare.
How can we protect ourselves from being exposed to rabies when out and about?
So especially over the festive season now when people are traveling, I strongly advise them, don't touch or pick up dogs that you don't know. And beware of wild animals suddenly acting tame or showing no fear of people. And this is a very important message to share with your children. And it's important that they know as well to tell a responsible adult immediately if they were bitten, licked, or scratched by an unfamiliar dog, cat, or wild animal. If you do find an animal that appears to be lost or in need, please don't take it home with you. Rather, take it to the nearest animal welfare organization. They will be able to assess its health and potentially reunite it with its owner. Most of the free roaming dogs we see in South Africa are actually not strays, but they are owned by somebody. So taking them home with you would be taking them away from their home and owner, who would be able to find them if they were at a shelter nearby.
What can we do if we have been in contact with an animal that might have rabies?
So if you are bitten or scratched by a strange animal, even if it's a very small injury, go immediately to your nearest doctor or health facility and explain to them what happened and explain that you're concerned about the risk of rabies. If you can, before you go, get information about where the animal comes from, how it was behaving, and if you can, if it has been vaccinated against rabies in the past. If you've been exposed to rabies, getting treatment immediately will prevent the disease from developing and it will save your life. Please do not wait, because once symptoms of the disease show, it's too late to treat it. It can only be prevented.
I want to know about the microchip that the dogs and the cats get when they are vaccinated. Do they do it with all dogs and cats or not?
Microchipping is optional, so it's something that you can choose to have done. And depending on the microchip company that you choose or that's available to you, they will have a central database. So if somebody finds your lost animal and they scan it for a microchip, they will be able to link that microchip number back to you and your contact details to reunite the animal with you more easily. But there are also some microchip companies that don't have a database. So for them, you would just scan the animal and see the number. It wouldn't be linked to anything, but it will help you identify your animal more easily if you know the number.
If you vaccinate your dog or your cat, do you have to do it once or must it be done again later in their lives or not?
So dogs and cats get vaccinated as puppies or kittens twice. And then after that, it's law that they must be vaccinated at least once every 3 years after that. But in high-risk rabies areas especially, we recommend rather vaccinating them once a year to provide better protection against the disease.
Dr. Leslie, where can you be contacted for further information?
I can be contacted at the Department of Agriculture. My email address is leslie.vanhelden@westerncape.gov.za.